You're listening to SBS News.
For years, South Sydney manufacturer Stage Kings has built sets at major events like the Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast in 2018 and at theatres around Australia. But with major events taken off the calendar since March, the company has used the pandemic period for a big pivot. Until they turn their tools on home office furniture. In 6 months, they've sold 20,000 products and re-employed 70 stagehands. But with revenues still below pre-COVID levels, Jeremy says government support has been a lifeline for his business.
We lost everything. We were sitting heartbroken and trying to work out how we were going to get through it. We actually thought we'd lose the house. We were calling my parents up in Hervey Bay and we're telling them we could potentially end up there.
Between March and June this year, 56% of small businesses in Australia received COVID-19 wage subsidies, compared to 76% in New Zealand and 52% in the UK. Xero commissioned this study. The employment software firm has millions of clients around the world, and its managing director, Trent Innes, says that's enabled it to gather global insights into the impact of the pandemic on businesses.
And each government dealt with it slightly differently. So from a revenue perspective, Australia was actually the least impacted. So at its worst, it fell 9.2% in the small business sector compared to 39% fall in New Zealand and 24.5% fall in the UK.
The report found the severity of lockdowns had a direct impact on revenue. And as restrictions were eased, small businesses rapidly bounced back. In August, Australia had 1.4% year-on-year revenue growth overall. But Victorian small businesses were down 3.8% year-on-year. Small business job numbers lifted 8% since May, but are still 5% below pre-pandemic levels. And a new study by Allianz found 2/3 of local small businesses had adapted their model to survive the pandemic, but half are still worried they'll run out of cash by December. The JobKeeper and JobSeeker payments cushioned the impact of the pandemic, but it's still taken a major toll. Peter Strong, the chief executive of the Chamber of Small Businesses of Australia, wants the federal government to focus on retraining those who lost their jobs and helping small businesses reopen when they can.
Different sectors are impacted differently, and within a sector, it's impacted differently. So we see the butchers in the suburbs have done quite well because a lot of people, of course, are at home. If you've got a butcher shop in the CBD, you're probably struggling.
The federal budget will be released next month. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.